The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. This morning, reading a little more in a biography of St. John Paul the Great, I came across this quote of his. He said, in front of a large audience, he says, "We must rekindle Eucharistic amazement." Right, all of us from time to time, we must be amazed anew at the gift of the Eucharist. And when I read that quote, I immediately thought of our saint for today, Philip Neri. St. Philip Neri was the one who, sometimes before celebrating Mass, he would have to read comic books in order to distract himself, because if he thought too much about receiving our Lord, he would go into ecstasy. He would sprinkle his days with time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, before and after meetings, right, before going to bed at night, just to receive strength from our Lord. He's the one at the end of his life. He would always celebrate a private Mass in his final years, because he would be embarrassed if someone was present, because he would oftentimes be lifted off the ground in ecstasy. And his altar servers would leave him for half an hour, an hour, 2 hours, and they'd come back to check, has he come back down after receiving the Eucharist? I've shared many stories over the last 5 years about St. Philip Neri, so just a few quotes of his today. He said, "Give me 10 truly detached men, and I will convert the entire world with them." Right, if our hearts are truly detached from all things of the world, the wonders that our Lord can accomplish in and through us. St. Philip Neri had a great sense of humor. He would say to his companions, "Bear your cross, and do not make your cross bear you." He said, "If you wish to go to extremes, let it be in sweetness, patience, humility, and charity." And just one more. He said, "Believe me, there is no more powerful means to obtain God's grace than to employ the intercession of the Holy Virgin." We ask St. Philip to intercede for us that we might rekindle Eucharistic amazement.